The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Dr. Patricia Byrne is back with me, the consultant child and adolescent psychiatrist, to talk about how to encourage children to stick with new hobbies and skills, Patricia. And I wonder, should we talk first of all about when it comes to taking up those new hobbies and skills? I remember we used to have this great idea that we'd only let our kids do three things. We said, no, we'll be sensible. It's just, it's too much stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll have all this time to ourselves. And if I tried to list off all the stuff they do now, I would fail miserably. I don't have enough fingers on my hands. But is there any argument to be made for having some sort of limit, or should you be encouraging them to do whatever they want to try their hand at?
Well, certainly when they're little. I mean, there's a myriad of things that are available for kids these days, all sorts of sports, hobbies, interests, art, coding clubs. So you can find something for everybody. And when you're young is when you're really interested in trying new things, and it's a great time to try lots of things. And I know I was certainly that parent as well, that my poor children, if they showed even the slightest bit of interest, next things they were into a course or into things. So sometimes we can overschedule, and you've got to think about what's right for your child, because that can be an issue as well.
So when they express an interest then in doing something, musical instrument, sport, some other activity, how do you know to what degree you should launch into it, or whether you should maybe, you know, allow them a dipping of a toe in a water?
So I think, look, when they're young, there's usually a few things that encourage them into it. If their friends are doing it, if it's something to, you know, that people are talking about, is often a great encouragement. Sometimes it's what parents want to do. I wish I could have done that to put them in. But if it's something that you think would be a good fit for your child, so I was not sporty at all, so putting me in the GA team wasn't so great, but putting me into something else would have worked much better for me. Mm. So trying to think about what's a good fit, what are they going to do that they might meet friends, and is it something that they're interested in? So those are some good ideas to do that.
So to what extent should you be led by the child, or should you do a little bit of the leading as well? You know, if you have a child who's maybe an introvert, they might not want to do anything that kind of involves too much interaction, but you might think, you know what, it would actually be good for them.
Yeah, I think it's, again, we've often talked about this, the just right challenge. It's thinking about your child, thinking, where do you think they might thrive? What might be good to help develop their skills? Hobbies are so important. They develop your skills in an area. They give you positive affirmation. They get a chance for you to make friends and connection. And as somebody once said to me, most of life is not about winning or losing. It's just turning up. That experience of being part of something, of keeping at something as well, particularly when maybe that early novelty runs off, or maybe things aren't going so well, it's actually a really important life skill. And we know that children who have hobbies, it's really protective for your mental health, just as for adults. It's one of the most important things you can do as a child. Be there as a parent, be calm and consistent when you can. Always easier say than do, but when you can, if they have an opportunity to form friendships with kids of similar interests and a hobby, are the three most protective things that you can do for your child. So a really, really good thing. Hobbies are important, and they're just as important as schooling. And that's really another big thing I just want to emphasise today. This is really important. So if you can do it and help support your child through it and get into it, it's a really good thing.
So again, and this brings us back to that just right challenge, you're trying to strike the balance. At what point do you relent and let the child give up something when they express a bit of dissatisfaction with it?
So the first thing is never make a decision in haste. So if your child comes out and they've had a terrible day at sports or training or falling out with friends, God, hated them, never doing it again, just don't get into it at that time. Don't make any decisions in emotion or anger. And that's a really good life lesson. Also gives you a chance to stop and think what might be going on. Tell them, okay, well, I hear you did that. We'll talk about it again when you're not feeling upset, and to do that. If they're consistent then in coming back and saying, I really want to give up, sort of say, right, we'll sit down and talk about it. You think about why you want to give up. I'll think about, like, you know, we've put in money or time or effort, and then we'll think about what's to do and when, you know, we'll make a decision then. So that would be my piece to do that. Stop at that stage and try and think yourself before you go in for that conversation with your child. What might be the difficulties? Are they overscheduled? Is it just that they have loads and loads of stuff going on? Our other kids are saying, oh, that's not cool, we want to do that, but they might really enjoy it. Well, then you keep adding, you go, this is important for you and what you like to do that. Is it sometimes you can have kids who are really interested in things for a little while, and then a few weeks or a month or two later, they completely forget it. We've got plenty of that as well. And it might be encouraging going, you know what, you have to stick with something until the end of term or end of year. We've paid for it, and learning the value of both your time and money and commitment. Mm. And particularly for anything that involves a team or a commitment, let's say, or, and it could be team sports, it could be drama. Saying you've committed to this, so it's really important that you follow through, and then you can make a decision. It's a great resilience and life learning. Older kids, make sure, and this is really important for parents coming up to exam times now as well, a little bit older.
Yeah.
But as you get older, particularly girls, drop out of hobbies and sports. And in exam years, the old mantra of time to stop messing now, hit the books, that's the important thing. Our education syllabus is very heavily weighted towards academics and not very much towards hobbies or sports or other things. Do everything you can to support your child to keep up their hobby. Really, really important.
So you mentioned the older kids. I guess as well, the age they are depends, or rather the reaction to I want to give it up depends on the age they are. I just know from my own, again, not to make everything about my own experience, everybody's would be different. But when they were very young, there was times they expressed absolute kind of dissatisfaction with certain sports. So I said, you know what? You don't have to go then for the next few weeks. And then you after a few weeks, you kind of suggest that, you know, all your friends are still doing that thing that you stopped mm-hmm. doing. And lo and behold, they want to go back to it.
Yeah.
And my view on it was, if they're 5 or 6, I'm not forcing, frog marching them out the door to do something they've no interest in.
Absolutely.
They're not going to be an elite athlete. They have plenty of time to catch up.
Exactly. That's a really, really important piece. And sometimes as well for kids, they might be just getting a bit overwhelmed. Sometimes it might be, you know, giving them, let's say, do you know what, a hall pass, you know, do you want like so many nights in the term that you can sort of say, do you know what, I really don't want to go today, mom or dad. I'm just tired. I'm exhausted, or I want to meet my friends or whatever else. And you kind of go, oh, you can do this 3 times during the year or something like that. And you have a little bit of wiggle room. Don't give in straight away. But that's the piece, you know, stop and think. Who is this for? Is this a good fit for my child? Do I have them in something? You know, and most kids will, as they get older, start to give up things. They'll go to a preference. If you can keep them in 2 things as they're a kid, because they'll give up one probably when they hit teenager. You at least have one when they're going into teenage years. And that's really important. But think about it. Your child could be going into somewhere, but maybe that they're being bullied or the coaches are mean, and you'd have needed to check that out. So do stop, listen to them, get them to think it through, think it through, and how much cooperation and negotiation will depend very much on their age and stage.
And I know at the start I was kind of joking about how many activities they all do. In a way, that's one of the great things today, is that compared to when I was a kid, there was much more limited options in terms of activities. And I mentioned the introvert, it was kind of sport or music was it.
Yeah.
There is so much now.
Oh, be, you know, if your child is sporty, get them into sports. If your child is good at figuring out things and into nature, get them into scouts. If their child is into, you know, art, there's drama, there is sewing, there is so many things. Look to see what you think is going to be a good fit for your child, because at the end of the day, something that builds on their skills and fits their personality and maybe brings them on a little bit, but fits their personality, they're going to be more likely to have a hobby that they'll last for life, and they will thank you for it. So keep it going. Do everything you can to try and support them to at least keep 1 or 2 things going, particularly in those adolescent years. I really, really want to emphasise that for parents as well.
Good advice as always, Patricia. Thanks for coming in to us. Dr. Patricia Byrne is a consultant child and adolescent psychiatrist.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.